Millions of people are visiting a national park this summer, and each year a handful of them get into trouble and need to be rescued. Across the country, that's thousands of people. In Colorado, there's an incident nearly every other day in Rocky Mountain National Park. KUNC's Michael Diawana digs into what the numbers mean.
A relatively easy and popular hike at the park is the Alluvial Fan. The trail follows the roaring river and even includes a view of a waterfall. There are signs warning hikers about the danger of floods.
I want to give us an interest here too.
Last June, a team wearing yellow rain jackets and helmets had to string ropes across the raging waters. A rescuer was lowered to an 18-year-old man stranded on the rocks.
Does that help? Yeah, let's just queue him up on lockers.
He was harnessed and lifted to safety. There were 165 incidents like this in 2017, resulting in 5 deaths. And according to our analysis of national park data, that ranks Rocky Mountain National Park 3rd in the country for search and rescue operations. Only the Grand Canyon in Arizona and Yosemite National Park in California had more. In the past decade, the crowds at Rocky Mountain National Park have swelled. About 4.4 million people visited last year. On this day, a steady stream of people flow in and out of the Beaver Meadows Visitor Center. In one corner, a couple is talking with a park ranger.
What about doing the Ute Trail hike?
Certainly.
It's not recommended to do it in the
Interpretation
afternoon.
Ranger Adam Auerbach gives them a lay of the land.
That is up above tree line, right? So we are extreme lightning danger.
Even on a clear and sunny day like this, there are perils.
So any time between 12 and 8, you know, up above tree line is a tremendously unsafe place to be.
Mark, this is Michael.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Mark Pita is the chief ranger of Rocky Mountain National Park. We meet in his office and I ask him if search and rescue operations are a distraction.
I don't know if I'd necessarily call it a distraction. It's one of our core responsibilities.
About a third of last year's 165 incidents tapped deep into his staff.
About 50 or 55, what we call major search and rescue incidents. Those are with, you know, large amounts of people in the field. Be it a rescue or a search or some kind of activity like that.
About 20 rangers and staff oversee the park's 415 square miles in the busy summer months. And during a big incident?
The majority of the staff will be pulled into it.
When that happens, dozens of outside responders and trained volunteers may also get involved. Everything from aerial support to dog teams. They're skilled in traversing extreme and challenging territory, like the 14,259-foot Long's Peak, which looms over the park.
It can drop 30, 40 degrees in minutes. Lightning, sleet, hail, high winds, clouds, iced up conditions. And that can happen in August.
9 people have died on that mountain since 2010, according to Colorado Mountaineering. The group gathers data on top hikes and climbs. And in some cases, helicopters have been used in the rescues. In 2016, 2 members of a special forces team from Fort Carson in Colorado Springs fell prey to altitude sickness. After a shaky night on the mountain, they were flown out the next day.
A lot of times these rescues, say on Long's Peak or other areas, our job is to provide patient care, often in a high alpine setting under challenging circumstances with weather and darkness and difficult terrain.
Those who are rescued in the park do not pay, though people evacuated with serious injuries may be billed by outside agencies for transportation to an emergency room. And while Rocky Mountain National Park doesn't have a dedicated search and rescue staff, it has a budget for that. $83,000 was set aside and fully used in 2017. That meant Mark Pita had to request $138,000 more for so-called non-programmed costs like overtime pay, and another $41,000 for supplies.
We have a funding that the Park Service provides to cover our overcosts or overtime and other kinds of equipment or other needs that we might have. Sometimes we hire a helicopter. So those, we get augmented on those kinds of situations, but those are emergency funding accounts. It's pretty routine for us.
If there's any good news, it's that search and rescues at national parks and other areas have been declining since the mid-1990s, according to our analysis. One possible reason for that is there are so many more people on the trails these days with their mobile phones. Yet, as national visitations rose to 330 million in 2017, a nearly 8% increase over 3 years, the cost cost of operations hit a three-year high at $3.3 million. For KUNC, I'm Michael DeOanna.